You are listening to Morning Edition on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. Good morning. I'm David Fair, and the time is 8:49. Since January 1st of 2011, Rebecca Warren has represented the 18th District in the Michigan Senate. Prior to that, she served as state representative. Because of term limit laws, the Ann Arbor Democrat is going to see her tenure in the state Senate come to an end in 2018. But it seems as though she has every intention of returning to Lansing anyway. Good morning, Senator Warren.
Good morning, David.
Thank you so much for the time this morning. I do appreciate it. Now, you had a little event last night at Arbor Brewing Company to make a formal announcement about your future plans. Perhaps you can share with us.
I did. It was a great event. We had lots of folks from the community there. And the purpose was to announce that, as many may recall, when I ran for the Senate seat in 2010 when it came open, I jumped from the House 2 years early under term limits. So I had 2 years left in the House of Representatives that I could serve under our very strict term limits. And I'll be honest, David, I never really thought I would use those 2 years. I thought they were 2 years I had just, you know, sort of given up. And then last year's election happened, and it felt like the whole world turned a little more turbulent, got a little upside down, and going back to the House for two more years feels like the right way to continue to try to do the good that I can do in our community.
So you will now, and you are, formally a candidate for the 55th District State House seat in Washtenaw County.
That's right.
So this is unusual because, like you said, most people don't actually have the opportunity to go back and fulfill 2 years that were left undone. Just how unusual is it? Is this setting a precedent?
As far as I can recall, I think it's happened about a half a dozen times since term limits that there's some folks who went from the Senate to the House. So locally, folks like Alma Wheeler Smith, who served in the Senate first for 8 years and then jumped to the House for her 6 years, Diane Byram. There's a small handful of people, Judd Gilbert on the Republican side, but literally I think it's less than six who have ever done this since term limits, gone back to the House to serve out the remainder of their terms there. So it's not precedent setting, but it is still a little unusual.
What is it that you hope to accomplish with the 2 years that you have remaining to serve in the State House if ultimately elected?
I think there's a couple things. First and foremost, I really feel like someone with my level of experience, who I've served already for 11 years by the time I'm done in the Senate, 12 years in the legislature, I really understand the process. I'm able, I think, to be helpful to help those who are newer in the House understand how things work and how to make things, kind of function better for the citizens of Michigan. I've gained this interesting reputation over the 11 years in the legislature that I'm consistently voted the most liberal member of the chamber that I've served in. And at the same time, while holding strong to the values of our community, I've been able to get more bills passed into law than any member of the minority party in either chamber. So I'm still really effective. I still get things done that matter, but I never give up on our values. And the reason to go back for two more years, there's things I haven't finished yet. There's things I'm working on, in all honesty, with fears from Washington right now about threats to funding for our Great Lakes, threats of funding for Medicaid expansion and for health care support for folks. I want to be there to try to do the part that I can do.
In the meantime, State Senator Rebecca Warren once again joining us here on 89.1 WEMU last night formally announced her candidacy for the 55th District State House seat in 2018 and right now has one more year left in the State Senate. What are you going to try and accomplish in that final year, and does your vision have any chance of coming to fruition?
I've actually had a number of bills that have continued to move forward, and I've had been happy that in the last year the governor has actually signed a couple of new bills of mine and have passed legislation trying to help our veterans locally. We're working now on continuing to work on a package of bills to help survivors of domestic and sexual assault with the supports that they need. Those, again, have garnered bipartisan support. And I think these are kind of critical issues that are facing our citizens right now. Is how do we protect the vulnerable? How do we make sure health care is protected? How do we make sure that our veterans who serve our country have the supports they need when they come back to the community? And continuing to support the our Great Lakes and making sure that we're treating them well, that we're fighting invasive species and trying to prevent any kind of degradation of our most precious natural resource.
I'm so glad you brought up some of these issues of Veterans Affairs and taking care of veterans at the Great Lakes in particular, because in great measure, that is something that comes down from the federal government. And I think there were a lot of folks who assumed that instead of trying to run for state house, you would ultimately look to move to Washington. So is that something in your future, or is that something you've kind of ruled out and want to stay focused here in Michigan right now?
Well, David, I love serving. I really have loved this work that I have done. I feel like it's important to give back to the community, to do something that matters, and I still love the work. So I don't know exactly where the path takes me in the future, but I can't imagine doing much with my life that isn't related somehow to public service as things go forward. So certainly Washington is there's many of the issues that I care most about have a partnership with Washington or start in Washington and come down to the state. So I'd love the opportunity to continue to work on those issues. It's hard to say right now though, whether that's actually serving in Washington or if that's, serving in state government in some other capacity, but I can't imagine walking away.
Once again, we're talking with State Senator Rebecca Warren, who in 2018 will seek election to the 55th District State House seat. I am David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU. Your announcement comes at a particularly meaningful time. This morning, kicking off at Cobo Center in Detroit, the Women's Convention takes place, an offshoot of the National Women's March and the Women's March that took place in Ann Arbor, an effort to bring more women into politics, to create more elected officials that are women. And this comes in a time when we are dealing with national conversations about sexual harassment, sexual assault, and the manner in which we treat women throughout our country. What kinds of tacks are you going to take moving forward to address those issues?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up. I'm actually headed down there to Cobo in about an hour myself. I'm speaking to those who will be gathered there this afternoon and really focusing on what we can do locally to address attacks that we see from the federal government that challenge all of us. So I'll be excited to be part of the Women's Convention agenda this a little bit later this afternoon. And, what will change for me, in hopefully, fingers crossed, going to the House, I live a pretty lonely existence as a woman senator in the state Senate in Michigan right now. There's only four of us total, and I am the only female Democrat in the state Senate. So going back to the House, hopefully I'll have a few more female colleagues there who are running and winning seats to be supportive of all we're working on. It's been interesting to see around the state of women who feel energized, fired up, angry about things that have been happening since the November election last year, really are signing up to run around the state and around the country. It's very exciting to see how many women are putting themselves forward as candidates.
And let's say that after the 2018 election, there are more females in the state Senate, in the state legislature, and in Washington. How will that manifest a different manner of politicking?
I think there's a lot of research that actually shows that women legislators are more productive than male legislators. They actually accomplish more outcomes, and this is academic research. There's also this sort of idea that women are more collaborative in their leadership style. So when women in the legislature get bills passed, they often do it with members of the majority and minority party, with men and women, with groups of folks that are diverse, that represent our state. So those things about process. But I also think the issues that are near and dear, I think, to all of us in the state often have the loudest champions in women's voices. So when it comes to healthcare issues, when it comes to children's issues, when it comes to reproductive health issues, when it comes to economic issues like pay equity, I think women's voices do tend to be more focused. So we still have lots of work to do in this state to make sure that women are paid a fair wage for doing comparable work to their male counterparts, and that whole focus, as you said, sexual harassment, sexual assault, domestic violence, domestic assault, these are areas that really just need attention. And all of us who are working on this in a bipartisan way in Lansing right now, 95% of us are women who are really putting a voice to that. And that's, those are the kind of issues that move forward when women's voices are at the table.
Well, I thank you for your time today, and thank you for sharing the announcement with WEMU. I do appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for your interest, David. It's always a pleasure to talk with you and your listeners.
That is State Senator Rebecca Warren. She has announced her candidacy for 55th District State House seat in 2018. I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.